Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
How to tap into the real power of manifestation and make it work beyond just simple positive thinking. I am Solara Starr, your Law of Attraction coach, manifestation and mindset mentor, and I absolutely love helping you to master your manifestations and in turn mastering your life so that you can live a rich and deeply fulfilling life. In this episode, we are going to be diving into how manifestation goes beyond just simple positive thinking and how it can be an amazing practical tool for creating a better life for yourself and for all of those around you. We're going to be exploring like tips and tools on how to align with your personal goals and dreams, but not just for self-gain, for the greater good. And how having a balanced approach can make a big impact on your manifestations, but also on your community and on all of your relationships. So this is for you, whether you're a skeptic or a believer. Join me as I unpack the principles of manifestation, how it can truly shape a deeply fulfilling and enriching life. An important reminder for us about manifestation: remembering that manifestation is the process of bringing a thought, an idea, or desire into reality by focusing on it. And we can focus on it by using techniques like visualization, affirmations, gratitude, and so much more. So manifestation originated from the belief that our thoughts and our feelings have a direct impact on our lives. And manifestation suggests that we attract positive or negative experiences by the way that we think and feel. And it works on the basic principle like energy attracts like energy, and what you think about will come about. And it doesn't matter if you are a newbie manifester or a seasoned master manifester, it is always important to remember that we are creative beings and every moment we are weaving the rich tapestry of our future. So it is important to remember the power that we have and how our thoughts impact our reality. So manifestation, it's like an all-encompassing method of kind of setting goals and adjusting your mindset, aligning your emotions and your behavior and your actions. And it means realizing your dreams by actively moving towards your goals. Now, manifestation does get a bad rap, with some saying that it's little more than positive thinking. So I've got a little bit to share on this about some of the most common misconceptions about manifestation. Now, many people do think it is just about positive thinking, but having been on this journey for the last 18 years, I can say there is so much more to it. And if you've listened to some of my other podcast episodes, you will absolutely agree with that. There's so much to it. Super, super exciting. And there's something for everybody. If it's not working for you right now, you're getting frustrated because you're getting the opposite of what you want. You want to learn new tips and tools and techniques, have some insights from somebody who's walked the manifestation path before you, then go back to all the different episodes. There is so much there that states it is way more than just positive thinking. It is about aligning your thoughts, yes. It's also about aligning your feelings, which then aligns your energy, and of course, taking aligned action. So it's an all-round process that actually requires time and energy, not just a positive mindset. So when we do align our actions with our intentions, rather than just expecting instant miracles, it is such a fulfilling process when we start to see evidence of our effort and we start to see our dreams materializing before our very eyes. So the first one that I want to explore here, and I've got a list of a few, is some people believe that it's only about material gain. Now, I guess for some people, depending on where they are in their journey, it certainly was a very beginner thought for me, was that it was about material gain. And I did associate manifestation with attracting prosperity and abundance and wealth. Now, having navigated this journey for some time, I know that a lot of my early efforts were centered around wanting to feel feelings of safety and feelings of security, believing that if I had these various material things, that would bring me the feelings. I can report years later that it absolutely didn't do that. It just, I guess, made me feel more insecure. But it's taken me a long time to realize that. So in the beginning, we may believe that it is about material gain, but actually the material gain is trying to quench a thirst of a deeper emotion we are experiencing underneath that. But alongside the misconception that it is only related to material gain, I would also like to add that it is probably one of the most phenomenal and powerful tools for personal growth. The whole idea of the law of attraction and trying to understand it and get it to work for me has taken me on a massive journey of healing in every single way. For those of you who haven't listened to my podcast before and don't know much about me, my life prior to learning the art of manifestation was upside down, back to front, and the wrong way around. My relationships were in turmoil. I was in turmoil. My health was in a very bad way. I suffered from severe and extreme anxiety as well as other health-related issues. And it just felt like I wasn't able to connect to level on the people that I really wanted to, and certainly wasn't able to unlock abundance on the levels that I wanted to either. So what this journey has done, instead of say, why me? I've said, try me. And instead of say, I can't, I've said, you know, I really believe that I can. I just got to figure out how. So I've asked myself, how can I unlock the law of attraction in various aspects of my life? So this process has taken deep introspection. It has taken a great deal of becoming aware of myself and aspects of myself that I was blind to. And it has also taken a lot of determination to absolutely figure the keys and the codes, if you like, to manifestation. I tried so many different cookie cutter techniques, and although they were good and they made me feel good in the moment, it didn't really bring me that deep, sustainable growth that I was looking for, because I did realize that a lot of the things that I had manifested materially were actually more trying to create a feeling of peace and stability and security inside of me. And that was actually what I was seeking, not necessarily the material gain. It's not to say that you can't enjoy the material things on earth. Well, I think you can. And I think there's so many for us to enjoy, which we all deserve to enjoy equally. However, it is about much more than that. You can't put a price on peace. You can't put a price on health. You can't put a price on the feeling of stability and security. So yes, it's taken a long journey to get me to the point of being aware that I was so unaware for so long. So it's helped me to grow as a person. It's helped me to heal on very, very deep levels from a traumatic beginning in life. It's also helped me to learn how to align my actions with my desires. It's helped me to understand what my core values are and to make sure that I learn about boundary setting and communication and healthy eating. And oh gosh, honestly, this has been the most amazing and incredible journey. So it isn't just about positive thinking. It can take you on the ultimate journey of your life to heal very deep trauma, to help override negative limiting beliefs and help unlock a deeply fulfilling experience of life. So on the subject of healing, going into that into a bit more detail, I focused for a long, long time on positive thoughts, of course, especially having been so ill. I wanted to know what it was like to live in a body that didn't feel so anxious all the time and to live in a body that didn't feel so painful with every step that I took. Now, what the law of attraction did is it didn't cure me, but what it did do is it helped me create a mental image of my ultimate health goal and get very clear on what it is and what it was that I wanted to experience. And with that, I was then able to take aligned action to help me achieve different levels of health and wellness. A mammoth undertaking. I didn't realize just how much the hurt and the pain from my past had been so suppressed and repressed, and my body was screaming out because it could not hold on to any more of the emotional pain from my past that I was carrying and hindering what it was I was experiencing in my life, but also then blocking what it was that I wanted to manifest and create in my life. So the law of attraction journey has helped to unlock healing on a very deep level, release past traumas, learning to embrace gratitude more in authenticity and integrity, and generally just help with very deep healing. And I hear of many stories of this. This is not just me. I hear of many great change makers and teachers of our time that have experienced similar results. So then if we look at how understanding and embracing the law of attraction can also contribute to feelings of peace and happiness and joy and creativity, because we learn to cultivate a mindset that not only appreciates the present moment, it's a general attitude of gratitude and appreciation for everything in our life, from the roof over our head, the clothes in our body, the food in our stomach, the relationships, how the universe helps us in the times that we need it most. And also by focusing on what we do want rather than what we don't want, we not only create new neural pathways, but our nervous system begins to respond differently on a very physiological level. So instead of excreting cortisol and adrenaline and lactate because it's in stress response, anticipating and thinking the worst all the time, we now have the opportunity to experience more dopamine, more serotonin, more oxytocin, because we are now looking for possibilities of good happening into our life. Now, our subconscious mind doesn't know what is real and what isn't. So every thought we think and every picture we show it, whether it's true or not, our body very much responds to, our nervous system very much responds to. So we start to feel better. We start to look at what is possible and we start to see evidence of more good, because remember, like energy attracts like energy. So not only do we experience more feelings of peace and joy and happiness and abundance, but our relationships improve as well. We automatically start to want to experience more connection, more love, more laughter, more loyalty, more unity, more trust, more peace. And as we start to climb the emotional guidance scale, for those of you who are not sure what that means, Esther and Jerry Hicks in their books, Asking It Is Given, created an emotional guidance scale with a lower, it's a bit like a ladder. So the lower rungs of the ladder have emotions such as grief and anger and hurt and pain and depression and anxiety, with the higher rungs of the ladder, peace and joy and fulfillment and such like. And as we raise our vibration, we start to send out different signals to the universe. And as a result of that, we start to get matching signals back in form of experiences and attracting different types of people that now mirror our newfound desires into our life. And by doing the inner work and focusing on what it is that we do want to experience, we do want to create, we start to leave some of the old parts of ourselves behind and allow the parts of us that want to experience more and who want to experience more love and loyalty and connection. Like I said before, we now start to attract those kind of relationships into our life. But of course, all of it starts with knowing what it is that we do want rather than what it is that we don't want. So it is very important to have a clear mental picture of what it is that you want to experience in your life. And you'll start to notice as well that as a result of doing all of this work, you start to tap into passions and desires that you may not have been aware of before because you were so much in survival and stress response. But now you're starting to show an interest in perhaps dance classes or art classes, or you're desiring to travel the world or try a new vocation or change career. This is what happens as we start to raise our vibrations. We're no longer in that survival mechanism. Our energy relaxes, our nervous system relaxes, and we're now able to walk towards a path that starts to resonate with our true being, the being part of us which is beneath all of the patterns, the programs, the hurts, the pains, and the trauma. And this is where we now start to find deep, sustainable, long-lasting fulfillment. And this new lease of life and this new feeling of passion starts to excite you. It starts to energize you. And because you're now feeling excited and you're energized, you're looking at the world through a completely different lens than what you ever were before. And you start to see more of the same. And this is where life starts to become exciting. You're filled with enthusiasm and motivation. And that enthusiasm and motivation drive you to pursue more of the same. Because remember, the law of attraction is like energy attracts like energy. So in summary, the law of attraction is not just about acquiring these tangible objects. It's about creating a deeply fulfilling life that resonates with your core values, your core desires. And when we understand the law of attraction in this way, this is when it starts to become even more magical. And one thing I've just remembered now as well is there's a lot of people that think you don't actually need to take action. All you got to do is visualize and everything you want will come to you without you having to do anything. And this is probably one of the biggest misconceptions. Just by thinking about what you want, it won't make it just appear. The law of attraction isn't a get out of jail free card for laziness. Action is absolutely required because we are in co-creation with the universe. We're not just expecting the universe to do all the work for us. Maybe our ego wants everything handed to us on a plate. But actually, our soul enjoys earning its fulfillment and earning the results that we experience, having a true appreciation for what we experience as a result of that. So remember, the law of attraction works in tandem with action. It will not work without your active participation. So yes, it is about taking steps towards your goals. And remembering that success requires a mix of not just positive thinking, not just visualization, but proactive effort and understanding that this is a much deeper journey on every level, in order to help you become a more upgraded version of yourself. Finally, some people view manifestation as a self-serving practice, and I can absolutely understand why. Because some people will use it just for self-gain. I mean, I guess let's break it down. So it can be seen in two ways. So some people use it to just get what they want without thinking about anyone else, which can seem very self-centered. And this kind of inward focus might come off to some people as being a bit selfish. However, it also does have the power to really change lives for the better. When people think about how their dreams can help not just themselves, but also all of those around them, they can make their relationships stronger and find a much more fulfilling and meaningful life. And then when people use the law of attraction with this bigger picture in mind, it can boost whole families and communities. If more people aim for goals that help everyone, not just themselves, it creates a wave of positivity as well as connection. And this is where it builds community, because everyone can look out for each other's best interests, working together for common good. I mean, how amazing is that? If whole groups of people are focusing on improvements, promoting a world where everyone is caring and cooperative and working together, joining forces to create a shared vision. And that's what we're aiming for, right? So in the beginning, it might seem exciting and we might feel like we're a bit self-centered with our manifesting. But as we journey through, we realize actually this is a phenomenal energy to tap into, which can create change on every single level. And when we start to understand some of these misconceptions, then we can be more mindful and be aware of our use of manifestation. When we start to understand some of these common misconceptions, we can then tweak our own formula and we can blend our own intention with our belief and action, making sure that it is for the highest good of everybody involved. I've thoroughly enjoyed sharing this episode with you today. I think it's some of these are very important topics and concepts which will no doubt conjure up some questions in your mind. So please feel free to reach out solara@solarastar.com with any questions that you might have, so I can help to unravel the mystery that is the law of attraction. And before I go, I want to share with you that I am so excited to have been invited to take part in the Bigger Life Festival of 2025. This is something I believe is a game changer for all of us. It's an online festival accessible to anybody anywhere in the world. It's designed to help you elevate every aspect of your life, whether it's health, career, relationships, finances, so that you can create a lifestyle that really excites and lights you up. So it starts on the 27th of January, which is absolutely amazing to kick off the new year. And it's a 3-week festival, and they're going to be bringing together leading thinkers, authors, coaches to guide you through a series of live interactive workshops. So if you're into personal growth, health, career development, and anything like that, or you're just looking to get inspired, you want to learn some more skills, and you want to set yourself up for the best year yet, then this Bigger Life Festival has something for everybody. And you buy a festival pass, and there is a code that I can give you, which will give you a lovely discount. So you'll have access to all live sessions across all 3 weeks. You'll have all 4 weeks of the recordings as well, and a membership in an inclusive online community, as well as other special offers. So the actual masterclass that I'll be running will be on the 11th of February from 7:30 p.m. UK time to 8:30 p.m. And this is all about manifestation, of course, and we're going to dive really deep into the art and science of manifestation. So separating some of the myths from the actionable method. So if you're new, it's perfect. Or if you just want to refine your practice because you've been doing it for a while, it's perfect for you too. You'll walk away with practical tools to start making real changes in your life. So we're going to be talking about the fundamentals of manifestation, mindset and action, which is what we've been talking about today. I'm also going to be guiding you through a timeline meditation. This meditation is so popular. I cannot wait to share it with you. And we're going to be breaking through quite a few barriers on that session. So we're going to be identifying limiting beliefs and challenging them so that they no longer hold you back anymore. Now, you do get an exclusive discount as one of my subscribers. You get 50% off, which is just phenomenal if you think about the amount that you're going to have access to. So instead of it being £99, it's just £49.50. And this includes the access to my sessions. It'd be lovely to see you and all the other festival workshops over 4 weeks. Just use the code SALARA. It's all uppercase, S-A-L-A-R-A-H, at checkout. And you can claim this, but it needs to be before the 14th of December. Anyway, my lovely ones, I'm looking forward to being back with you very soon for another podcast. In the meantime, like I said, reach out if you have any questions, and I look forward to sharing some more wisdom. And in the meantime, remember, you deserve an amazing life.
Thanks for listening. Solara Star will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarastar.com.